Hello, welcome to my 22nd entry. And yeah, so it's the weekend. It's a Saturday right now. I'm trying to get in entries done like on the weekend as well, just to make sure that I'm on track. And I had a really fun day yesterday. I didn't actually do an entry because I was helping out my friend Poon, Poonam, who's actually moving to England in around a month. I was helping her organize her stuff, organize her clothes, and it was really fun. We had some lunch. It was a good time to like just hang out as well as help her. Then I came back home. I was supposed to had an interview booked for one of my projects and it fell through, but you know, I'm trying to figure that out, trying to stay positive. And after that I ended up seeing another friend of mine, Mary, and we just went for a drink and just had fun and just talked and hung out. So, you know, obviously I spent a lot of time with my friends lately. And it's been much needed. I feel like I'm so blessed. I've always said this and I will hopefully always say this, but I'm so blessed to have the most amazing friends. They are incredible girls who are all very smart, have their head on their shoulders, really kind, loving, caring, supportive, ambitious, funny, like all of the above, every possible good thing they are. And we don't have arguments or any issues. There's no anger, resentment, or hate, or any kind of thing like that with each other, or cattiness, or lies. None of those things. And, you know, a lot of times I have seen a lot of people have toxic friendships around me. And I'm so blessed that, like, I just found the perfect people that I not only get along with and vibe with in, like, such a natural way where we feel like we're just so comfortable, it's like your family, but also I can trust them. So, you know, because of the things I've been thinking about lately about my friends, just like, you know, I've always thought these things, but I'm kind of just remembering how thankful I am for them, you know, when I see them, especially because, you know, since COVID, like, we didn't see each other for a long time. We had a lot of phases where we just didn't hang out, obviously, because of the quarantine and everything like that. So it's just, I'm thankful times 10. And I wanted to talk about friendships today in general. I want to talk about a strange friendship in history that's a little bit, it's not so strange, you know, but when I heard about it, I had a little bit of a huh moment. And that friendship is between Nikola Tesla and Mark Twain. So Mark Twain... So Nikola Tesla, first of all, is an American. He's an inventor. So he's from Serbia. He was born, Croatia. It says Serbia here, but I don't know why it says Croatia. Okay, he's born in Croatia, and he ended up coming to America. And he's like, he contributed so much in science and electricity, and it's literally just like to the point where without his discoveries and experiments and inventions, we would not be where we are today in terms of electricity or we would have just been really behind. He was so smart and ahead of his time, and with his ideas he wrote books as well. So the thing is like he was a very like strange man is kind of what people tend to say about him. Obviously incredibly smart, you know, successful in his career, but just in terms of like how he is socially and even his like little quirks, he definitely is not like super outgoing or super, I don't even know how to explain it, like he had definitely some mental illnesses, unfortunately, which were apparently he had like OCD. He had just like a lot of paranoia, a lot of phobias, things like that. But not only that, like he was just like, you know, when people would talk to him, I think he would get a little bit, as time went on in his life, he got a little bit like just overwhelmed with being around other people. So yeah, that's basically who he is. I'm just kind of summing up extremely quickly. Obviously, you know, there's a car, Tesla car now and all kinds of things. There's a lot of like he has a huge legacy, a lot of honors and things named after him, awards, places are named after him, all these things. So He's a pretty incredible figure. He was actually born in 1856. So that is he's quite after Mark Twain. So Mark Twain was born in 1835. So there was like a pretty decent age gap between the two. And I actually heard about this story, like their friendship through a podcast called Obituaries, where they basically talk about like kind of interesting duos in history. And this was one of their episodes. And they had mentioned that Nikola Tesla suffered with obviously some mental challenges as well as some physical ones. And that like when he was, I think, a pretty young man, back in Croatia. I don't think he was in America yet. He like got very sick, it sounds like, and like also like mentally, like his mental health affected his physical health a lot. He freaked himself out a lot, I think, and made himself believe that he was very ill in a lot of different ways, and just kind of made it worse for himself. So, you know, he did a ton of tests, went to doctors and all kinds of things. And he like decided, this again from the podcast, they said that he kind of like just decided to give up on life, kind of thing. Like he literally just like kind of went to his bed and was like, I'm gonna die soon. Like this is just what it is. Let me just accept that type of thing. He didn't die, obviously. But what happened was somebody from the one of the doctors or somebody around him had given him some Mark Twain books, and like, okay, well, if you're gonna die, just read these books before you die. It's for fun. So he did. He read the books and he loved them. He was so taken with the writing style, the stories, everything of Mark Twain, and he just felt so like revitalized from that. It kind of gave him hope. It gave him this newfound outlook. So from there, he honestly got much, much better. And obviously, there could have been a lot of physical things that just happened to have gotten better for him. But also, that kind of just proves that a lot of it was definitely connected to his mindset, a lot of the ailments that he faced. So after that, he said, okay, gonna go to America. You know, it wasn't as simple as that. I mean, there was so much more to the whole story. But basically, he goes to America. And throughout that time, he ends up meeting Mark Twain. Now, Mark Twain is like, he's a famous author. He's extremely famous. His actual name was Samuel Langhorne Clemens. So Mark Twain's like a pen name for him. He's an American writer. He's also an entrepreneur, publisher, lecturer. He's known as like a humorist. That's the kind of style of writing that he had. And he's just like known as like this really big figure in American literature. He was born in 1835, like I said, in Florida. And he wrote stories like The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. One called Life on the Mississippi. One that I really want to read is called Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. And I just heard about this today. And literally, like, this sounds very much like the kind of book that I would like, or at least just a story that I'd be interested in. So yeah, I couldn't find it at, I went to Chapters today, just went to the mall for other stuff, and I went going to Chapters just to check it out, and they didn't have it, so I might have to order it online. But anyways, he was very successful in so many ways, and in the podcast they mentioned that he suffered with kind of just like insecurity, I guess you could say, but like it was probably more than that, kind of like I don't know the right word, maybe like imposter syndrome slash insecurity slash inferiority, feeling inferior to other people. He was born in like a kind of a small town, and he felt, apparently, again quoting the podcast, that like he wanted to be this man of the world. He wanted to be this cultured, like, New Yorker man who, like, you know, had this great story of his life, etc. And he came from such, like, humble beginnings, but also beginnings that apparently he was, like, embarrassed by. Like, he just felt weird about where he was from. Yeah, so he just kind of wanted to change his own life story in a way, and through that like ambition to do that, and he was a man of the world in a lot of ways, and he was very successful, and he did do pretty much what he wanted, I think, but he still felt that weirdness in the back of his mind. But because of that, he kind of like pushed himself to take on a lot of more stuff than just writing, and one of those things was he was very interested in science and kind of like being into like new experiments and new inventions that are coming out and being a part of that and investing in it and all that, all those things. And so he, through that, met a man named Nikola Tesla and they became friends. And apparently, like the first time that they met, or like I don't know if it was the exact first time, but when they first met, Tesla was so excited and happy. This was like probably 25 years or so after Tesla had experienced, you know, that sickness that made, you know, where he read Mark Twain's books. So he had told Mark Twain the story. He just says straight up, like, I feel like you saved my life. Like, I just like read your books and I was obsessed in love. And he just obviously explained it much better than that. And apparently, Mark Twain's reaction, like Mark Twain is known to be kind of like this like sarcastic, like funny guy, you know, like one of those like suave, like sarcastic, like, oh yeah, whatever, like type of personality. And apparently he was so touched by it and he was like crying. He was just like, oh my gosh, like that's amazing. And he was crying. And pretty much since then they connected, they became like really close friends. And through that, they worked on a lot of different things together. They worked on, you know, just different experiments. He trial and error in the labs. Mark Twain would write things about the experiments. They just hang out pretty much and be do science stuff together. And they supported each other. They supported each other's work. You know, gave different perspective for and all that. And again, they were like what 20, 30 years apart in age. So they, I think they kind of connected because like they both felt maybe like outsiders in some way. Like felt like they were trying to be something they're not, even though they did incredible work in their industries and in their fields, and they're, you know, accepted and acknowledged. I think there's this back of the of their mind impression or feeling that they weren't actually belonging or a part of that world fully. So I think they connected on those things and they kind of just bonded based on probably tons of stuff, but a lot of it had to do, I'm sure, with their love for science and exploring and researching, as well as their own like deep worldviews. And also like apparently they were very into like talking about how to make the world a better place and trying to find make inventions or scientific discoveries and all kinds of things in order to move the world along more positively. Like that was part of the whole thing they were striving for. So, what was I gonna say? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, one last thing. Nikola Tesla also helped Mark Twain write a book. Well, he didn't actually help him write it, but he inspired him to write a science fiction book because of their friendship and their connection to each other. Unfortunately, both of the men, as they got older and older, they both suffered with, again, mental illness. I think they became so consumed by the mental struggles that they kind of lost themselves a little bit in some ways. They were very, I think, wanted to be even more secluded as well, or yeah, things like that. And because of that, for a while, and the distance as well, like they were physically distant for a while, like near the end of Mark Twain's life, they kind of like stopped seeing each other as much, unfortunately, but they always really cared for each other. And at the end, like of Nikola Tesla's life, apparently he like, yeah, because he was suffering with a lot of mental struggles, he couldn't fully, he wasn't really fully like in reality. And so he apparently wrote like a letter to Mark Twain, and he was like, oh, like he went to somebody like working around him or who was with him, taking care of him, I guess, and was like, can you give this letter to Mark Twain? It has like money in it for him. He needs money. He needs my support. And the person was like, oh, like Mark Twain passed away like years ago. And he was like, no, like that's impossible. Like Mark Twain was literally here yesterday. Like I saw him. He was here yesterday. Like give this to him. and there was like $5 or something in that envelope. But, you know, clearly they were on each other's, he was on his mind, you know, near the end, even though he wasn't fully, you know, in reality. Like, it's just kind of really touching to know that they had a really deep friendship, more than I think we know or we think, you know, and like they had a good bond, and it's just very touching. So yeah, that's pretty much the story I want to talk about. I definitely missed a lot of parts. I definitely messed up talking about the science stuff. I mean, I didn't even mess up. I didn't even try to go for it, because I am, as we know, not a science person. So yeah, but it was more about thinking about how not only is just friendship so important, and that's something I've been just thinking about a lot lately, but it's also thinking about how different kinds of people, you know, going through different, living even in different generations, living in different, from different, born in different areas of the world, can, interested in different fields, you know, like, or even some things that are crossing have similar interests, but for the most part, they are known and recognized in different fields. Like, they can still have a really deep connection. They can really have a good friendship, a long lasting one, one that is, you know, valuable till, like, that can like really help and support each other till like they, till the end of their lives. So it's like just so nice to see that, because nowadays, like, we're very much focused on differences as well. Like, people hyper focus on differences to the point of like, it's just, it's a lot, you know what I mean? And sometimes they hyper focus on differences in a positive way. So, you know, it's so great that we all have different characteristics. Some people don't, unfortunately. So it's just like a lot of this story tells that the story tells me is kind of just like, it's like a warm hearted union of two very different kinds of people who ultimately were very much the same. And I think that's kind of just like a lesson in life that, like, yeah, okay, we're ultimately all very different people to each other, born in different areas, different cultures, backgrounds, religions, languages, etc., but we're actually all kind of the same. So yeah, it's really touching. Also, we all inspire each other. Mark Twain inspired Tesla when he was, you know, struggling and he didn't even know, and Tesla inspired Mark Twain, you know, with his inventions and his science stuff, and Tesla would never know that that's would happen. You know, it's, we